body talking so loud, sounding absurd, trying so hard to be heard.
Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am. Phone lines are open. Call in. I have a return guest. Kenya Soul Singer is back on my show with a new album, Catch This Smoke. Welcome back, Kenya Soul Singer. Welcome back. Welcome back, Kenya Soul Singer. Welcome back. All right, as we move along, I will go ahead and play another track till she calls back. Here we go.
Thank you. around your finger. Every time I try to leave you, you say the right things, yeah. When my mind says go, you're right.
Radio. I have Kenya Soul Singer that has came back on my platform. Last time she was on my show was back in 2018. Are you with me, Kenya?
Oh, yes, I'm here, Lady Diva. Hello. How are you?
All right. I'm so excited that you're back. And as we continue with the show, where are you calling from, first of all?
I am calling from the great state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I was living in a suburb called Edmond, so yes, I'm in Edmond, Oklahoma. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Oklahoma fans, call on air and tell us how we're doing. Give Kenya Soul Singer a shout out. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. This is my hometown. Call in and give me a shout out and tell me how I'm doing. So those two tracks I just played, Kenya, Here We Go and Unwind. Tell me about what inspired you to do those two songs. What is the story behind those two?
So let's see. So Unwind, you know, I think a lot of times for me when I hear a track, it just calls out for certain lyrics. Like I don't even have to really think about it or say, I want it to be about this or that. It just, the lyrics just kind of come. But for Unwind, you know, the world is just in fast forward mode. Like, you know, on a tape, you're fast forward, like, you know, and it's just noisy and it's spinning out of control. You know, you can't get over one devastation of a tragic event before two more happen, and you know, it's just in a rush. And so Unwind is just about, even if it's for a moment, just some peace and quiet, get away from the negativity of television, social media, and everybody's opinions, and wanting you to be transparent, and when you are, they judge you. You know, it's just a crazy world. And so Unwind is just like, let's get away for a moment with some wine, just me and you, me and my love, just to block it all out and unwind. So that was definitely the inspiration for that tune.
Oh, I love that track right there. So as we move along in the show, reintroduce yourself, Kenya Soul Singer. Now, last time you was on my show was back in 2018. And,
oh, my goodness.
So I hear you back with a new album. So introduce yourself. What would you say to the curious listeners that are listening in? How long have you been involved in the music industry? And what inspires you to write music of life, love, and pain? And how many albums have you created?
Okay. You may have to remind me the questions once I get started.
Sure, I'm
if
sorry.
I don't forget, I might forget.
Okay.
So, no, that's okay. So, basically, Kenya Soul Singer, I've been in the music industry for, oh, my goodness, I would have to really think about it to count the years because I started out in gospel with a gospel group, and we had some success in the gospel arena before the group broke up. And so then in 2010, I started to write some R&B tracks, and I don't know, it just kind of the bug hit me, and I just kept writing and writing and really didn't know what I was going to do with it. And a friend introduced me to an amazing producer, Spider Blue Eyes musician, rest in peace, Spider, who took my ideas and some of my chords and arrangements and just made it amazing. And so we just clicked, and in, I don't know, a couple of months, we had the album Groovy Way, which I released in 2011. And since then, I've released, as you said, 5 more albums, this album being number 6, my latest, Catch the Smoke.
Okay. Okay. All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inspires you to write music about life, love, and pain. And I've noticed that in a lot of the tracks from your latest albums as well. So,
I live life, love, and pain. You know what I mean? Like, I've experienced love and pain and devastation and forgiveness and all of those things that come with relationships and situationships and, you know, all of that. And so I've lived them. I have girlfriends who have lived them that have come to me. And so, and, you know, and just in life in general, some things are universal in relationships, you know, things happen. So my inspiration just comes from so many different areas of life, even just, you know, walking out the front door and seeing a couple across the street. I may, you know, think of, oh, you know, me and my love about to go on a ride and write a song, you know. And so, and that's just a blessing because I'm always inspired. I have this crazy creative mind that's always churning in some way or another. And so that's how my albums are created. Just like I said, sometimes the tracks just scream out for certain lyrics, but then other times, you know, I have to sit and think about it and just kind of feel what's going on in the world around me and my relationship and my marriage and just kind of a hodgepodge of all those things.
Yeah.
I throw them together behind some groovy beats and, you know, just tell those stories of life, love, and pain.
Yeah, so as I noticed that you have opened on stage for other artists such as Rahsaan Patterson, Mint Condition, Jeffrey Osborne, Howard Hewitt, Kiki Wyatt, Live Jenny, Silk Whispers, so on and so forth. Since the pandemic, were you able to get out and do any live performances since the pandemic? Since last year?
No, you know, a few months ago, I did get out for the very first time before the pandemic, really, and performed at a Versus type event at a real dope spot here in Oklahoma City called the Ice Event Center. Shout out to Mark Fleming and the Ice Event Center. He really brings the culture, and he brings all these acts to Oklahoma City, and that's actually where I opened up for Rahsaan Patterson, was at the Ice Event Center.
Okay.
And so, I did perform there, you know, a couple of months ago for a little Versus thing. It was so super fun and just kind of getting my feet wet all over again because I hadn't been on stage in so long. So, it's been a while. Things have really, really changed for a lot of artists. And, you know, I'm just wishing everybody well and good health and wealth and the return to, you know, what we once knew, you know, for our music careers. So,
Well, thank you for that information. So as we move along, Catch This Smoke. What's up with that?
That's funny. I think a lot of people might be like, oh, what's she mean, Catch This Smoke? You know, she ain't mom. But really for me, during the pandemic, that in 2020, you know, we were all just kind of really locked away and frightened and didn't know what was going on and what the future was going to hold. And, you know, I spent a lot of time writing and even producing and really just kind of honing in on some of my producing chops. I actually produced Here We Go that you just played in its entirety. And so, yeah, I started to write and produce. And for me, it just made me feel good. Like it was just that release I needed outside of everything that was going on with COVID and, you know, Black Lives Matter and the stressors and the oppression of blacks and, you know, all of the violence against black men and all of those things. And so when I would write, for me, it was just a haze that would just come up and just bring me those lyrics. And so that's really the smoke, just my creativity and what was coming out of me, what was pouring out of my spirit. And I just want everyone to just get a little piece of it. And so Catch This Smoke is just catching the vibe, you know, of this EP that I put together. Yeah.
I was catching the smoke, girl. I was catching all this smoke.
Yes. Catch it.
Yeah, I caught all that smoke, girl. So it says since you created this album, it means that you're here to stay since the release was 9/17 of this year. What does that mean that you're here to stay?
Just that no matter what capacity that I am involved in music, I'm not going anywhere. You know, if I'm going to be producing for others or writing for others, you know, you get a certain age, people like, oh, you need to hang it up. And, you know, you get to be 50. They're like, girl, you still singing. So, but yeah, as long as music and lyrics are in me, which I know it's going to be forever because I've been like that since I was 2. I've been literally writing lyrics and melodies since I was a baby and remember them. I still remember them to this day. So that's just the powerful force that music has in me. And so, you know, I'm not going anywhere. Maybe to some, I may fade away and you may forget about me, but the spirit of my music, the catalog that I have created and with Cap and Spider, you know, will live on forever.
Yeah. Well, Kenya Soul Singer, you're here to stay. We're going to go into the new album, Catch This Smoke, and I would like to spin everyone's favorite track, Train Ride. I want to know, what's the story behind it before I spin it? What inspired you to write this song, Train Ride?
So I literally was sitting on my bed with my keyboard and just, you know, picking out some chords. And I don't know, just like I said, sometimes lyrics just come. It's not like I thought about it, like, I want to write about a train ride. Like, it just came, you know.
Okay.
I only think about you night and day. You know, and when that came, the rest just wrote itself, you know. And I don't know, it's just weird how that happens. I think just when you're a writer, sometimes those organic moments just happen, and that was one of those moments with Train Ride. It was just organic. It just came out of my spirit, and I think it's a really beautiful song with a beautiful message.
I love that train sound in there, too.
Yes, that's my producer, Kev. He was like, we got to throw in this choo-choo.
Yeah, a great idea.
Yes.
You stay in that hot seat, Kenya. We'll be right back. Here is Train Ride, everyone.
About you night and day. You think of me as much I pray. It should be no surprise I'm thinking about you right now. What you doing tonight? put your soul at ease. I wanna give to you my heart, my body, my life. Make everything alright. I'm trying to get to you somehow. A car, a plane, or a train ride.
And give our fans and followers out there the information they want. Your website information, where the album can only be purchased and streamed at for listening and purchasing. Go right ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. So this album, Catch This Smoke, is only available on my website, which is KenyaSoulSinger.com. And so if you just go to my website, there's a buy now button. You click on that, you buy the album, and then it just shoots straight to you in your inbox. You can download it and catch some smoke. Yes.
Yeah. I caught that smoke too. I sure did.
Good, good. That's that good smoke.
Good smoke. Yes. Where can anyone follow you at on social media?
So I'm on all of the, social media platforms. Facebook, it's Kenya Soul Singer. I also have a fan page that is simply Kenya on Facebook. And then Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those others, all Kenya Soul Singer. Thank you for following me and all that good stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. What is that ultimate desire, Kenya Soul Singer, which you want all your fans and followers out there to get out of Catch This Smoke album?
Just a little taste of my growth since I started. I definitely had a lot to do with some of the production in Groovy Way, but with this one, very, very hands-on. Just really came out of a time of shut-in, and so it's very special. That's why I'm only releasing it to my website, because I just want to keep it close to me and to my heart and to my fans that bless me. I know that you want to bless me with the revenue that comes from creating this music, and so that's kind of why I did it this way. It's kind of like the old school selling your album out the trunk, but we just do it virtually now. definitely. I just want you to feel my heart and, the yearning that I have to continue to pour into those that love my music, and I just thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure. So as we move along, the other tracks that I have, I will spin at the end of the show as we sign out, is Leave the Lights On and Tender Love. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to give us information about those two tracks?
Well, that's just the sexy side of Kenya Soul Singer, and we spoke about the cover of this album.
Yeah.
And with the cigar and, you know, probably a little bit more cleavage than I normally show. But, you know, a lot of people think that I'm just really sweet, you know, girl. And I am sweet. You know, that's one side of me. But I also have the side that can cuss like a sailor, that likes some gin. I mean, when I gin, I like whiskey.
Okay,
like
now.
Pub, you know. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of what these songs also signify, is just my uninhibited nature, and that I can say these things because I'm grown, you know, and we all grown. And so, once again, sometimes lyrics just, I'm sorry, tracks just call out for certain lyrics. And so if the track sounds really sexy and it's just got that groove, you can't help but to write something sexy.
Right.
You know,
right.
So then I just go into the recesses of my crazy and bring out, you know, some lyrics that are a bit provocative, but I love it. And just
all
keep
right,
a little mystery behind it too, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So you're more than welcome at this time to give a shout out to all these lovely people that have supported you in the creation of this album, Catch This Smoke. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, thank you for letting me do that. At first, I want to shout out, most importantly, my husband, who I was recently blessed to celebrate 25 years of marriage. He's been here with me from the beginning of this musical journey. He's heard all the songs first. He said, I love them, baby, and been supportive. And, you know, when I'm out, I'm at the studio, and I'm gone, and I'm traveling, and I'm this, he's always been here holding it down, loving me, supporting me. So love him so much. Jeff, baby, I love you. And our two children, my creative son, Aisha, my soon-to-be new bride, daughter, my parents and core group of girlfriends, love, love, love. And then, of course, my producers, Cap, and rest in peace, Spider, who, you know, take my soul and what comes out of me and make it something beautiful. Thank you both so much for everything that you've done for me. And to all the DJs, such as yourself, lady, thank you so much for spinning my album. You don't have to do it, but you do. You don't forget about me when all the new stuff comes in, but you come back and you grab and you play my old music. And just thank you so much for that to all of you DJs. And then to all of the people that love Kenya Soul Singer music, I love you. Thank you for hearing my heart and my voice and gravitating towards it and loving me through it all as I continue to create. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. So as we come into a close to our party, I have much fun always with you, Kenya Soul Singer.
Yes,
and,
yes,
you're always welcome to come back on the platform with new music. And please don't take so long. I will be
Thank
following
you. I won't.
As always. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I'll be working all night to promote this show and your music, your album, per se. And any words of encouragement you would like to give to all those persons out there that are still suffering in the world today? Say a prayer for those that suffered through the tornado in Kentucky.
Any word
you would like to give?
Yeah, just, you know, it sounds, you know, kind of cliche, but tell your people you love them. You know, love on your friends and your family. Time is fleeting. It is going by so quickly, and so many are dying and lost. And, you know, heal those broken relationships. And I'm preaching to myself too when I say that, you know, I'm not just throwing out words, but heal those broken relationships and take care of the ones that aren't broken so they won't break. And, you know, just take some time and to just not be negative. You know, if everyone would just take one day and not write or say or speak one negative word, oh my goodness, the atmosphere would change. And so I just, you know, would ask everybody to just stay positive, stay blessed, and love on your people.
All right. And thank you for that. Thank you so much. Yes. You have a blessed evening, Kenya Soul Singer. And
you
thank
too.
You for coming
Thank you
back.
So much for having me.
Yes.
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 Much
I'm
love
excited.
To you always.
Oh, yes, girl. I'm a fan for life. You know that. Yes, I caught that smoke this time.
You caught it, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Please do tune in for more shows coming up until Christmas, the days before Christmas. I have more R&B. I have instrumental music, jazz music. I have rap music that's coming up on my platform in the next few days. Tune in and thank you all for your support. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
Oh, 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 oh Inside your loving arms.